Let's talk about one of my favorite parts of offensive football, the play action pass.
A gorgeous play action fake by Chad Pennington.
I love the play action passing game. There are multiple reasons why the play action passing game works and multiple keys to making it successful. I'm going to give you two important keys. Number one, a play action pass must look like the run game. Similar to a point guard in basketball, the ball handling skills of a quarterback are really important in a play action pass. If he can make that play action pass look like a run play, it really affects the defense and makes them hesitant. So as the quarterback turns his back to the line of scrimmage and sticks the ball out for the running back, he wants to make sure that that ball is out where the linebackers and the defensive players can see it, and he's going to make it look as real as possible as he can. Why does he do that? He does that to control the underneath coverage. Typically in a play-action passing game, an offense is trying to push the ball down the field into the 15, 20, even 25 to 30-yard range. Sometimes you don't have underneath shallow routes to control your linebackers. How do we control the linebackers? With our play-action passing game, our ball handling skills for a quarterback. So as we line up, we're looking like we're going to run a run play. As we snap the ball, we're going to turn our eyes and our back to the defense and stick this ball out to make it look just like a run play. As the running back closes and makes his pocket, I'm going to pull the ball. This is another important ingredient and key to success. As I pull the ball, I want to pull it to the V of my stomach and make sure that I hide the football. Right now, you cannot see the football. Here, you can see the football. Here, you cannot. That is really important. If as a quarterback and a running back, we have a proper mesh and we're really close, the defense may not be able to tell whether the quarterback has it or the running back has it. That then makes the linebackers hesitant and now creates holes behind them for our deeper routes to be able to complete the ball to the wide receiver. Now, the final part of the play-action passing game is the quarterback's footwork. Play-action passing also has three-step, five-step, seven-step drop. Sometimes it may have a six-step or an eight-step drop as well, depending on the quarterback's footwork. This is important to keep the quarterback in rhythm, where he can be on time and he can be accurate. I'm going to give you an example of a seven-step drop with a play-action pass. Set. Blue 80. Blue 80. Set. Hut. First step, ball to the belly button. Second step, ball is extended. Third step, ball is pulled back to the belly button. Now I have four steps to get my eyes back to the defense and set up to make the throw. Four, five, six, seven. Now I make the shuffle, and now I'm trying to read the defense. Hopefully with my fake and my good ball handling, along with the running back trying to win an Oscar and faking out the defense, we have controlled the linebackers. Now we have space behind the linebackers to throw those deeper routes to get a first down and have a 20 to 25 yard completion.